Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
Vampires and werewolves used to roam freely until a shaman put a curse on them to limit their power. Since then, werewolves can only turn on a full moon and vampires are weakened by the sun. The werewolf part of the curse is sealed with the moonstone.
Tell me about your ex, Catherine.
You must be Elena.
How do we look exactly alike?
The moonstone is what breaks the curse.
Sacrifice is what breaks it.
The blood of the doppelganger. You're the doppelganger.
Elijah.
One of the originals.
Class is the real deal.
The oldest vampire in the history of time is coming after me.
What's happening?
Why are you helping me?
I was alone when I turned. I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want to be saved. Not if it means that Klaus is gonna kill every single person that I love.
Rosemary.
I don't want to run anymore because I don't have anywhere else to run to.
She was just scared. She didn't mean to run.
Yes, she did. She's been running 500 years. I'll find a way to get you out.
No matter what happens, you'll protect her.
Promise.
That right there was the biggest mistake you've ever made.
Stefan looks round at Catherine. In the Lockwood mansion, Tyler's in his father's office packing equipment, including a heavy chain, into a sports bag. On the desk, an open laptop plays a video of Mason writhing in pain in the early stages of transformation. Tyler picks up the phone and sighs nervously as he makes a call.
Come on, come on.
Hey, it's Mason. Leave a message.
Mason, it's Tyler again. Look, your cell's voicemail's full. I need to talk to you. It's a full moon tomorrow, and I found your recording, and I'm freaking out over here, so just call me back. Please.
In Mason's apartment, a young woman listens to the answer phone as Tyler records his message. Worried, Tyler watches Mason's agonized face on the laptop. The young woman, Jules, looks at Mason's answer phone and ponders. The Vampire Diaries. In the Gilberts' house, Bonnie's with Elena, who examines the moonstone.
Now that you've got this back, what are you going to do with it?
Right now, it's what's binding the sun and moon curse. If I can figure out a way to remove the spell from the stone, then stone becomes useless.
And according to Catherine, Klaus becomes vengeful
if he finds out.
Bonnie, can't this wait? Stefan is stuck in the tomb with Catherine. We've got to get him out.
Stefan wants me to focus on this.
Well, don't listen to him. He thinks that he's protecting me, but he's wrong.
I'm taking Stefan's side with this one. We're not going to let you get used in some creepy sacrifice ritual.
What are you guys arguing about?
I'm not arguing about anything.
Bonnie puts the moonstone in her leather bag and looks up at Jeremy standing in the doorway.
I need a coffee.
She gets up and walks out. Elena sits on the bed and Jeremy looks at her.
What?
Why are you on some suicide mission?
I'm trying to prevent everyone else from getting hurt.
Oh, so bringing Klaus the moonstone so you could get yourself killed is okay?
He walks out looking surly. Elena looks down at Bonnie's bag and thinks for a moment. She reaches inside and takes out the smooth, quartz-like moonstone. Bonnie's walking down the hallway with a coffee as Elena comes downstairs.
Where are you going?
To see Stefan?
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
Really? Tell your face.
Are you serious?
She took the moonstone.
How did she tested you? You failed.
Elena looks up at Jeremy holding Bonnie's bag.
Klaus killed Catherine's entire family just because she crossed him. I can't let that happen.
Bonnie stands aside. Elena frowns, then walks to the front door and opens it. She glances back at them, then makes to walk out, but can't. An invisible barrier stands in her way like a huge pane of glass.
What did you do?
It's for the best, Elena.
Elena pushes against the barrier, but it doesn't give. Damon's with Stefan in the gloomy stone-walled tomb.
You trapped her in the house.
It's for the best, trust me. Elena's on a martyr tear that rivals your greatest hits. You should be glad the witch and I are even getting along. Brought you this. Care package. Candles. Lanterns. And lunch.
Give that to me. I'm just gonna have to share it with her.
Catherine stands in a corner.
Yeah.
You know, you two are surprisingly calm considering Klaus will hunt you down and kill you if you mess with his little plan.
I've been dead before. I got over it.
Once we deal with this moonstone, we'll figure a way to get you out.
Don't worry about me. Just make sure Elena's safe.
Damon walks off with the bottle of blood that Stefan refused. Tyler's about to leave the Lockwood mansion.
Heading out?
Yeah. Lunch at the grill. I've got practice. And we'll probably go out after. I'll be late.
Jules is at the door.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, rude. You have no idea who I am. I'm Jules, a friend of Mason's from Florida. You must be Tyler.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
So I know it's weird of me to just stop by, but I'm trying to track down Mason.
Mason's back in Florida. He has been for a while now.
See, that's the thing. He's not.
Jenna and Alaric are sharing a table at the Mystic Grill.
So now I'm playing historical society hostess to some writer who's doing this book on small town Virginia.
Well, that sounds...
lame. Yeah. But Carol Lockwood played the dead husband card, said she was too busy to deal. Plus, my sister kept most of the archives, so there you have it. Mm.
She gives him a kiss and leaves. Alaric sees Tyler come in and join Caroline at another table.
Hey.
Hey. What's wrong?
This girl Mason knows stopped by the house. She said he never made it back to Florida. My mom's freaking out. She was on the phone with your mom when I left. We should get going.
Yeah.
Alaric looks round at them as Caroline follows Tyler out. She gives Alaric a pointed look as she passes him. Damon opens the front door of the Gilbert house and swaggers in. Alina, sitting on the couch, looks over at him.
You should really lock your door.
Oh, come on, Pouty. At least give me 2 points for ingenuity.
Do you think this is funny?
Yes, Alina. I find hilarity in the lengths that I have to go to repeatedly save your life.
What did Stefan say about this?
We had a good laugh.
And what did he say about Elijah still being alive?
Yeah, that. I didn't tell him.
Why not?
Well, A, he can't do anything about it, and B, what I just said. Where's Bonnie?
I thought she was meeting you.
No, she's on Moonstone duty, and I'm on Elena Patrol.
And he was on Tyler Lockwood in the Full Moon.
Vampire Barbie asked me if she could handle him, and I said, why not? Figured if she screwed up, he'd bite her, and then I'll be rid of 2 of my problems.
Hold on a second, tonight's the Full Moon?
Yeah, but you're too absorbed with all your suicidal tendencies to notice.
What?
Sheriff Forbes has officially declared Mason Lockwood a missing person.
What? Why?
Some girl from Florida
showed up on the Lockwood's doorstep looking for Mason. What girl?
I don't know.
But she sure got everyone in a tizzy.
That's not good.
Where are you?
I'm at the grill.
I'm on my way.
Change of plans.
You babysit. Hey, you know, you should get out. Enjoy the sun.
Oh, wait. You can't.
Elena throws a cushion at grinning Damon. Jeremy laughs and she pushes him off the couch. Caroline drives her dark blue Ford Fiesta along a woodland roadway with Tyler beside her in the passenger seat. She stops and Tyler gets out. He opens the boot and takes out his sports bag.
You know, maybe he just, stopped to go surf somewhere. You know, isn't that Mason's whole thing?
Maybe. This girl just seemed to think he would have called.
I'm sure he's okay.
Yeah. Anyway, let's do this.
So you'll call me as soon as you hear anything?
Of course.
Carol opens the door for Jules.
Oh, I didn't get to say goodbye to your son. I'm afraid he's at the grill with his friends. I'll let him know. Jules, let's hope for the best.
Jules smiles at Carol and leaves. Carol shuts the door and looks anxious. Slim, fair-haired Jules drives out of the Lockwood Mansion's main gate in a blue Toyota 4x4. She stops and makes a call on her mobile.
Hey, I'm here. No one knows where Mason is. He's missing. You were right. Mason is lying. There's another werewolf. His nephew.
Jules comes into the grill and stops a waiter.
Hey, excuse me. Crazy question. Do you know Tyler Lockwood?
Mason's mystery woman.
Where is Mason anyway?
Decomposing in his truck.
I don't know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So you think she's a werewolf?
Well, I hope not, being that it's full moon and all, Rick. We should definitely find out.
And what is that?
A small bag.
Wolfsbane.
In a gloomy, brick-walled cavern, Tyler threads his heavy chains through steel loops sunk into the walls and stone floor. Caroline watches as he pulls the chains to ensure they're firmly fixed.
Tell me about the instruction manual.
Tell me about the Wolfsbane.
Yes. Not an easy herb to find.
She takes a sprig out of a bag. Tyler touches the Wolfsbane and his fingers smoke as though it's red hot.
Water bottle's in my bag. We can mix it in there.
He carries on securing the chains, and she gets the bottle out of his bag.
The guy at the hardware store said this setup was rated up to 5,000 pounds.
Is that more than a werewolf can pull?
I have no idea.
Hey, Tyler. How you doing?
Still human.
He walks across the cavern and pulls off his shirt. Caroline looks round at him.
Oh my God, you're not gonna get naked, are you?
It's elastic.
His shorts.
What should I wear? I don't think it's like the Hulk where I get to keep my pants.
Bonnie knocks on the door of Jonas and Luca's apartment. Shaven-headed Luca opens it.
Hi.
She holds up his necklace and he takes it.
I don't know what makes me more upset, that I showed you how to channel, or that you almost killed me.
Luca, I'm so sorry. I wouldn't have done what I did unless it was really important. It's just that there's things that I
forgive you.
She stops, bewildered. Luca pushes the door open and steps aside. Bonnie comes in and he closes the door. Shabby old books lie scattered around the apartment. Luca picks one of them up.
Wow. So much stuff. What is that? Is this a grimoire?
They're all grimoires.
How'd you get all these?
Well, witches from all over the world have collected their spells and grimoires, but over the centuries, most of them have gotten lost, and my dad is obsessed with finding them and making sure that our family's heritage stays intact.
These can't all be your families.
Well, the way he sees it, all witches are family. We're all bonded together by a code of loyalty to help each other.
So that's why you've been so nice to me.
That's one reason.
Listen, do you know how to break the bind between a talisman and a spell?
Well, that depends, because spells are unique and very specific. But I'm sure that we can figure it out.
Jules sits at the bar at the grill. Alaric sits down beside her looking drunk.
Well, hello. Can I have a scotch and whatever this beautiful woman is drinking?
Oh, no, one's my limit.
Oh, come on, it's not like I'm a freak. I'm just being friendly to somebody who's new to town.
Okay, you insist. How do you know I'm new?
Because I have never seen you here before, and I am here every night.
Excuse me, is this guy bothering you?
Are you not bothering anybody?
Perfect. Well, do it elsewhere.
Damon talks to Jules.
Don't worry, he's harmless. You know, he's sort of the town drunk. And, you know, when we get tired of him, we just put him in a cab and send him back where he came from.
Please don't talk about me like I'm not here.
Why are you here?
Thank you for the drink.
While Damon was talking to Jules, Alaric secretly put some wolfsbane into her drink. She puts her glass down without drinking any. Catherine and Stefan in the tomb.
So we're fasting now? We're so pious. How long have you actually gone without blood? I know you get desiccation in theory, Stefan, but in reality, it's much worse. Your heart still beats, struggling to pump whatever blood remains. And when it's gone, your veins rub together like sandpaper. It's excruciating.
He sits up.
Pleasure again watching you suffer is greater than any pain I'll ever feel.
It's stuffy. And I've been in this dress for days. You wanna help me get out of it? Come on, Stefan. Don't be such a grump.
She undresses.
We're here together. May as well make the best out of it.
She stands in front of him seductively.
You really think Damon's gonna rush to get you out? He's got what he wants. Elena.
Stop.
Given what's most certainly going on out there, I'd say you're free to do whatever you want in here. Nobody will ever know.
Stroking his neck, she kisses him. He tries to turn away, but she tilts his face back to her and kisses him again. She pulls off his shirt and he suddenly slams her against the wall, kissing her passionately. Suddenly, Stefan wakes up and sits bolt upright. He looks over at Catherine watching him from behind an iron gate in the tomb.
Stay out of my head.
Maybe I can do eternity in here after all.
Evening's fallen over the Gilberts' house. Elena comes downstairs to find Jenna taking boxes out of the cupboard under the stairs.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, perfect timing.
Whoa, oh.
What is this stuff?
Your mom's files from the Historical Society. I got roped into helping Mrs. Lockwood. And by roped, I mean very excited to participate.
Hey, I'm Elijah.
Elena looks terrified to see Elijah standing in the hall. Jenna takes a box from her.
Elijah's in town doing research on Mystic Falls.
It's a pleasure.
She cautiously shakes his hand.
So, you know, you're welcome to stay here and rummage through this stuff, or Elena and I could help you load it into your car.
Yeah, or I can get someone to pick it up tomorrow.
Also a good plan.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me into your home, Jenna. And Elena, I hope to see you again sometime soon.
Elijah leaves.
Well, thanks for your help, Jenna.
Anytime.
Elena walks upstairs, then glances back at the door and quickens her pace to a run. She knocks on Jeremy's door and suddenly Elijah is right in front of her. He holds a finger to his lips and steps away as Jeremy comes out.
What is it?
Jenna was just asking me to get you to help her with the boxes.
Yeah.
Jeremy goes downstairs and Elena slowly looks round at Elijah.
It's a wise choice.
What do you want?
I think it's time you and I had a little chat.
At the grill.
There's a B&B down the road, and there's a motel off I-9, but you know what, if you ask me, I think it's kind of a mistake.
No, Frills, it's fine. I'm just here for the night. It's a long story. Looking for my friend.
Oh. Who?
Mason Lockwood.
I know Mason.
You do?
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's missing.
What do you mean, like, I mean, missing?
How do you know Mason?
Friends of friends.
Damon picks up his drink and gestures Jules to do the same. She holds her fingers around her glass but doesn't drink. Damon shoots an impatient look at Alaric. Clouds pass across a full moon. In the cavern, Caroline watches Tyler, who's chained around his neck, waist, legs and wrists.
What time is it?
It's almost 8. What time does the moon crest, or whatever?
Not for a while. Mason's journal said the first transformation can happen before the moon hits its apex.
Does it say how long you'll actually be a wolf?
A few hours. Maybe more. Maybe less.
He walks towards her, but is suddenly pulled to an abrupt halt by the chains. He pulls at the chains and grits his teeth angrily. He picks up the bottle of water mixed with wolf's bane and walks across the cavern.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah. Mason said it'll diminish my strength, so I can't break free.
He takes the lid off the bottle and steels himself. Then drinks.
Tyler?
He starts to gag and collapses.
Tyler?
Go!
Caroline crouches beside him and tries to comfort him as he kneels panting on hands and knees. He looks at her sadly.
I'm sorry.
Elena's in her living room with Elijah.
I'll forgive the intrusion.
I mean your family no harm.
Why did you kill those vampires when they tried to take me?
Because I didn't want you to be taken.
Klaus is the most feared and hated of the originals, but those that fear him are desperate for his approval. Word gets out that the doppelganger exists, there'll be a line of vampires eager to take you to him, and I can't have that.
Isn't that exactly what you're trying to do?
Let's just say that my goal is not to break the curse.
So what is your goal?
Klaus's obsessions have made him paranoid. He's a recluse. He trusts only those in his immediate circle.
Like you?
Not anymore.
You don't know where he is, do you? So you're trying to use me to try him out?
Well, to do that, I need you to stay put and stop trying to get yourself killed.
How do I know you're telling the truth?
Well, if I wasn't being truthful, all your family would be dead, and I'd be taking you to Klaus right now. Instead, I'm here, and I'm prepared to offer you a deal.
What kind of a deal?
Do nothing.
Do nothing, live your life, stop fighting. And then, when the time is right, you and I shall draw Klaus out together, and I shall make certain that your friends remain unharmed.
And then what?
Then I kill him.
Just like that?
Just like that. I'm a man of my word, Elena. I make a deal, I keep a deal.
How are you going to be able to keep everybody safe?
You know, I notice you have a friend, Bonnie, is it? She seems to possess the gift of magic. I have friends with similar gifts.
You know what, Jess?
And together we can protect everybody that matters to you.
Smiling, he steps closer to her.
So do we have a deal?
Arms tightly folded, she ponders.
I need you to do one more thing for me.
We're negotiating now?
On a flat rooftop, Bonnie lights a candle. More candles are arranged in a circle with Luca kneeling in the center.
You know, this is good. This is really good. It's a clear view of the moon, and it's private.
If anyone looks up, they're gonna think we're insane.
Aren't we? So, what's this mysterious talisman we're unbinding?
Oh, wow, a white rock.
This is fascinating.
Hey, I know it doesn't look like much.
What's it spelled with? Really? Help a girl out, she still keeps secrets.
Sorry.
I'm just teasing you.
Luca places the moonstone in her hand. He gently holds her hand and smiles at her.
Ready?
They close their eyes.
Phasmatos tribam. Lansex thras. Magis dimisa. Quotendum. Phasmatos tribam. Lansex thras. Magis dimisa.
Suddenly, the flames on the candles flare up with added intensity, and Bonnie gasps. They continue chanting, and the moonstone floats up out of her hand. The moonstone rises up into the sky, then suddenly explodes in a shower of sparks. Bonnie and Luca stare in wonder as the sparks rain down around them. In the cavern, Tyler's on his hands and knees, panting as though having a heart attack.
Hey.
He grabs the chain around his neck.
Tyler? Tyler.
I'm burning up. It burns.
I know, just
gotta
breathe through this, okay?
I tried. You should go.
Mm-mm.
You should leave.
Not yet. Oh. Tyler. Tyler.
Oh.
Tyler. Tyler.
He flips over and Caroline steps back, holding her hands over her mouth as his arm bends backwards as though snapping.
It hurts.
You know, listen, I'm really tight with the sheriff. If there's anything I can do to help locate Mason, I will.
He's a great guy.
After his brother's funeral, he stuck around and helped his nephew and...
Tyler?
Yep, Mason was with him the whole time. Helped him through all that grief. You haven't touched your drink.
Jules picks up her glass, then pauses and smiles at Damon.
You know, I'm not much of a drinker. Oh. I should get going.
Oh, come on. No, look, one drink.
It'll help me sleep.
To sleep.
She raises her glass, sniffs the drink, and then slams it down.
You fool. You think you're clever, don't you?
What do you want with Mason Lockwood?
He's my friend.
Well, I'm sorry to inform you that you probably won't find him.
And why not?
You should leave town.
Are you threatening me?
Mm-hmm.
On a full moon, how stupid are you?
Damon, how about that second round?
I think we're done, Rick.
You think I'm afraid of you?
No, I don't. That's your vampire arrogance. You should be. I sniffed you out the moment you entered this bar, along with your pathetic wolfsbane. You haven't had this a long time. And any other night of the month, the situation would be reversed. But tonight, it's not the night to pick a fight with me. You've been marked.
She walks out, leaving Damon looking puzzled. In the cavern, Caroline looks down at panting Tyler.
I want to help, but I don't know what to do.
There's nothing you can't do.
Grimacing, he lays his hands flat on the floor and strains to haul himself up onto his hands and knees. Suddenly, he flinches as sharp, unnatural bones press up under his skin. Distressed Caroline can only look on tearfully.
Tyler!
Get out!
No!
Get out! I don't want to hurt you!
No! No!
She crouches beside him and holds her arms around him. Damon and Alaric run out of the Mystic Grill.
Where is she?
Just let it go, Damon. Don't be stupid.
What, I'm supposed to let her just get away?
You've been marked. What the hell kind of wolf throwdown crap is that anyway?
Damon, look up. Just look up. If this werewolf stuff is true, one bite and you're dead. One bite. All right, don't risk it. Just go home, lock your doors, and we'll deal with it in the morning.
Yeah.
Damon glances up at the full moon and saunters off, trying to retain a cocky air. In the cavern, Tyler seems to have calmed down a little, and Caroline nestles against him, one hand on his shoulder and the other holding his hand. Suddenly, he begins spasming, sweating and looking pained.
Fight through it, okay? Fight. No.
Go! Please!
No, not yet.
Just go!
Yes. I'm right here. And I'm not going anywhere.
His body suddenly jerks and he looks up at her, his eyes now yellow and wolf-like, and his teeth becoming pointed and fang-like. He snarls at her, and she backs off into an alcove beside an open, barred metal door. Tyler watches her like an animal as she desperately closes the metal door and hurriedly tries to lock it with chain and padlock. Tyler lunges at her, but his chains pull him back. He tugs at them, snapping a link and freeing himself. Caroline just manages to lock the padlock as Tyler dives to the door and reaches through to try and get her. She backs away as crazed Tyler frantically claws at the air to try and get her. Caroline escapes through the main heavy wooden iron door and closes it behind her. She's now by a flight of stone stairs leading upwards. She sinks down against the door and sobs. Tyler's body now twists and contorts. He collapses onto the stone floor and crawls. His limbs and extremities stretch and contort as they transform. Hair begins to cover his face and body. Caroline listens on the other side of the thick wooden door. She stands up and looks at the door. Tyler viciously barges at the door, which begins to split and splinter. Caroline grabs a length of thick wood and slides it into two brackets on either side of the doorway. The door secured for the moment, she runs up the stairs and into the woods. Damon comes home and locks the door behind him. He walks through the hallway, his eyes wide and probing. He cautiously steps into the library and looks around. Rose sits in an armchair waiting.
Just can't stay away, can you?
You don't answer your phone.
What do you want?
I wanted to apologize.
Just admit it. You don't even know where else to go.
I'm sorry about Elena. I wasn't thinking straight. I didn't know that she had a death wish. But I called you. I tried to make it right, okay? I'm sorry, Damon. And I have nowhere else to go.
There's nothing here for you, Rose.
He walks past her.
Well, then.
They both look round. Damon runs into the hallway with Rose following him. They see a broken window and Damon grabs a sword off the wall. Rose sees a wolf stalking towards him. The wolf lunges and brings Rose down, snarling and snapping at her. The wolf bites a chunk out of Rose's shoulder and Damon stabs it in the side. The wolf escapes out of the broken window and Damon crouches beside Rose.
How bad is it?
It hurts.
It's healing.
Oh my god, I thought a werewolf bite was fatal.
The bite wound fades and heals.
It's not. You're gonna be okay.
He holds her comfortingly. Smiling Luca comes into his apartment and puts a thick grimoire down on a table. Jonas sits in an armchair reading another old book.
You were successful?
Luca looks at Jonas.
Of course I was. She fell for the whole show and didn't suspect a thing.
Jonas stands up and puts his book on a shelf. Luca takes out the moonstone, but rather than putting it in Jonas's hand, he lays it down on another book. Jonas picks up the moonstone and looks at it, then looks up at Luca.
Thank you, Luca. Yeah, whatever. I'm going to sleep.
Wait.
There's one more thing Elijah needs us to do before we lose the full moon.
The tomb.
Are we seriously not going to talk at all?
Well, we could talk about how you regret all you've done to make my life miserable.
What do you want me to say, Stefan? That I'm sorry for everything that I've done? Well, I'm not, okay? It's called self-preservation. I've been looking out for myself for 500 years.
Look where it's gotten you.
Yes, I've done terrible things. I know that. But I do love you, Stefan. Even if you don't believe it.
You want me to believe you? Show me. Do something. Prove to me that there's something inside of you. It's actually worth trusting.
And then what? You're still gonna hate me.
Oh, maybe. Maybe I'll see that there's still hope for you after all.
You're playing me.
Am I?
You want to find Glass? Kill him so that you can protect your precious Elena.
Let me guess, you know where he is.
No, I don't. But I could help you find him.
For a price, I'm sure.
Start with Isabel. Elena's mother. She was a research expert. She found me.
They look round on hearing the noise. Stefan picks up a battery lamp and they walk down a stone corridor. Catherine stops in fear as Elijah steps out in front of them.
Elijah.
Good evening, Katharina.
Thank you for having the good sense to be frightened.
He looks at Stefan.
Your release has been requested.
What? By who?
The lovely Elena drives a hard bargain. However, we reached a peaceful agreement. She and I. Please.
Come.
I can't.
Yes, you can. I've had the spell lifted.
Stefan hesitates, then cautiously walks towards Elijah and steps past him. Catherine watches from the shadows, then suddenly darts forward, but is repelled by the spell.
As for you, however, you shall not exit until I say so. When Klaus comes, he'll want to know exactly where you are.
He looks away and she snaps out of a trance.
You're free to go.
Elena will explain the arrangement to you. She keeps her word.
I'll keep mine.
Stefan, no. Please don't let him leave me in here.
Stefan stares at her.
Goodbye, Kath.
He walks out. Caroline looks around nervously, then walks between the trees as thick, pale grey mist swirls around her. She comes to a set of stone steps leading up to the entrance of the cavern. Caroline stands at the cavern entrance, then slowly walks down the flight of stone stairs, leading her deep underground. A couple of holes have been punched through the heavy wooden door leading into the cavern, but the door has stood firm. Caroline stares at the door. On the other side, Tyler lies curled up on the floor.
The stars where you are.
Tyler?
He looks up blearily.
Tyler?
She opens the door.
Tyler.
Holding a lamp, she goes into the cavern and sees him lying on the floor, barely moving. She runs over to him and drapes a sweater over him.
You're okay. You made it. You didn't get out. You're okay.
He starts to cry and she holds him tightly. At the Gilberts' house, Elena sits in her bedroom looking tense and unhappy. She looks out of her window and sees Stefan's reflection.
Hi.
He comes in. Elena gets up, runs over to him, and hugs him tightly. She looks at his face and they gaze into each other's eyes, then kiss. They kiss again, making their way towards the bed and falling down onto it, still kissing. Damon's on the couch in his library, a glass of scotch in his hand. Rose walks over to him wearing a silky robe.
Talked to Caroline. She said Tyler was all locked up.
So it was Jules, the other werewolf, the one who attacked you?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I picked a fight with her. She was coming after me.
All's well that ends well.
You all healed?
Yeah. Seems that way.
Rose, I'm happy that the legend was fake. Maybe werewolves made it up to keep vampires away.
Lucky me.
He strokes his fingers on her bare thigh.
I'm gonna stay and help you.
Help me do what?
Save Elena. Protect Elena, all things Elena.
Really? Why?
Because I like you. I believe in friendship. I happen to have a vacancy in that department, and you can use all the friends you could get.
Just friends?
Just friends.
She stands up, but he suddenly pulls her back down on the couch and kisses her passionately.
Are you sure you can do that?
I don't love men who love other women. I think more of myself than that. But it doesn't mean I can't be your special friend.
I think I like you.
They kiss again. She winces and looks round at her shoulder.
Ow.
Damon pulls her robe down to find her shoulder red and blistering. He looks concerned. The Vampire Diaries, ITFC audio description.